Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold. I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow, but also to help myself grow out of the podcast with y'all. Today, I got two amazing guys on here with us today, man. And we're just going to discuss overcoming obstacles. I hope y'all stay tuned, man. This is worth the watch. With that being said, let's get straight to it. So welcome back. As I mentioned earlier, I got these two awesome guests with me. I'm going to go ahead and introduce them, give y'all a little background. So we got my man, Mr. Jay, here. And this is someone that has overcome obstacles and has lived to tell about it. He is also someone who has turned his pain into his purpose. He is now a mentor, a motivational speaker, who has also spoken for schools, prisons, basketball teams, and youth organizations. That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you for joining us, Mr. Jay.
Appreciate you for having me.
Yes, sir. We got my man, Mr. Calvin. So, Mr. Calvin, I call this the man of the year every year. See, the reason why I say that is, look, because this guy is not only a great father, but also a great husband. And it takes a real man to not only be an intentional father, but also a loving husband that provides a safe space for his wife. Thank you for
appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. It's factual. So, let me give him the understanding. So, I've known Jay for about 6 months to a year now, and we've grown pretty close. Like, we have very similar mindsets when it comes to life, like mentoring and all that, helping the youth and just helping them become who they meant to be. And I love that about him, man. Good dude. And Mr. Calvin, I know him for about, five, six years, man. This is a good man, man. When I first met him, he seemed like a nice guy. He was just chilling. He hasn't changed since. Like, great man, man.
Doing some I great appreciate that. Likewise.
Of course, man. For real. So, today we're just going to be talking about mostly anything. Remember, I told you I was going to start a freedom mind. So, I'm going to bring people on when we just talk and just, you know, relieve whatever we may be thinking about or any questions we had when we just taught each other about it. So, this is freedom mind. I believe this is our first time doing this. So,
Yeah,
it's our first time doing it. I also brought him because we had great conversations the last time we talked. It was an event I did, and they showed up. We talked the whole time. It was like 2 hours, but it felt like it was like 2 minutes. Okay, I'm being extra. It felt like 20 minutes, but the people had to come into the library and be like, hey, man, the time is up. I said, oh, really? Look at the time. I said, man, we were just having a great conversation. You know it's good when you don't even pay attention to the time. You feel me? So, y'all got something to look forward to, so just stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy it. So, we're going to let the guys and gals get to know y'all a little bit, so we're going to do a little ratchet fire, okay? Right. So what I'm going to do is, I got some cards right here. I'm going to shuffle them up real quick, like, and then you're going to pick the card. After you pick the card, I'm going to ask you whatever questions are on the card. So I'm going to ask each person a different question.
All right,
you got to say whatever comes to your mind. You get no seconds. Did you get a question?
Straight off.
All right. Y'all go pick a card, any card. Choose wisely, because some of these questions may be something serious. All right. Ready for this? Got me fired. All right, see what we got for you. Okay. In what way do you hold yourself back?
I think I hold myself back sometimes from a lack of confidence, and it affects like what I do. For example, it held me back from motivational speaking at first because I knew I had a story. I knew I had something to share with the world, but I didn't do it because I was limiting myself. I held myself back from a lack of confidence.
That's deep.
Yeah.
So if you could travel anywhere, where would it be?
Canada.
Okay. Why Canada?
Because they got a mix. They got a mix of city life. They got a mix of like nature life.
Yeah.
And I love that balance, that equilibrium. Yeah. So I would definitely travel to Canada.
I like it. All right. So in what way would you like to be famous?
for motivational speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanna be the first speaker in the world with a brain injury. That's my ultimate goal.
Man.
So yeah, I just feel like that's what I was born to do. I feel like that's what I was created to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I could have it my way, that's why I would want to be famous.
I like that. Well, I can tell you this, you're definitely on the right path.
I think so too. Sure.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Tell you. Is it better to be intelligent or wise?
I would say wise. Mm-hmm. Because you can be intelligent, but sometimes when you have a lot of intelligence, it can make you arrogant.
Mm.
But if you wise, you know, like, basically, you have, like, a perfect timing of when you do stuff. So, basically, you can know the right thing to say, but you know when to say it. You know what I'm saying? So, I would say wisdom. Wisdom is more important. It's gained from life experiences. You know, it's gained from failures. It's gained from getting knocked down in life. So you gain stuff like that. And I think ultimately, if you have the right perspective about it, you will gain wisdom.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so tell me about the time you received an award or special recognition.
Well, actually, I received an award when I just spoke at the prison in Greenwood. So when I went down there and I spoke to like 50 plus ladies.
Yeah.
And you know, I basically received an award for my perseverance and overcoming.
Man.
So yeah, that was a beautiful experience. And the certificate, the award made me feel wholesome.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
That's awesome.
You did great. Good job. You did that real quick.
Off the top.
All right, Mr. Cavs.
You
got this. I believe you. You got this. All right. What do you draw when you do?
Mainly stars. I do stars. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think stars interest you so much when it comes to doodling?
It's just something that's quick and just, I don't know. Oh, man, you got me with that one. I don't know. It's just something I always have done. I don't know. I just do a little star right here.
I like that. I got you. It's because you're a star in the making.
There you go. That's
right. You're building stars as well.
That, hopefully, yeah.
All right, so do you prefer crowds, small groups, or being alone?
Good question. Small groups. Between small groups and being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why do you say that instead of crowds?
I mean, I've always been a loner or I've been an introvert my whole life. So I'm always cool with just being at home. And then I don't mind being around friends and loved ones, but I don't like being around like huge crowds.
Yeah.
People that you know, like you don't know their intentions. So I just, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
to keep on.
Exactly.
I don't know. He looks suspicious too. Yeah, and I feel like with being alone, it's not a bad thing.
No.
You isolate yourself from other people.
And I had to learn the difference too.
Yeah.
That it is okay sometimes too. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Because it can go from being alone to being like depressed and being alone. You don't want to be depressed. I have to make sure you have your people.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's good to have that time to yourself though, for sure. So, what was the last thing you photographed?
It was probably my kids, man.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, probably took a photo of my kids. Okay. Yeah, that's on my camera roll.
Love it. Love it. What is one of your pet peeves?
Pet peeves. I don't know, like mess. I don't like mess. Yeah, so I everything got to be neat and tidy. I can't stand things just being out of order.
Okay.
So yeah, anything in regards to that, right. It's just, yeah.
So would you say you have a hint of OCD?
I think so.
Yeah.
I say everybody around me would say so. So yeah. I think so. Yeah, just a little bit.
That'd be a good thing though, for sure. I mean, know what I need. Career. All right. Last question. What makes this an amazing time to be alive?
I don't know, man. I just waking up every day and enjoying life. I don't know. I'm learning that as I'm about to be 30 this year.
Yeah.
I'm learning that the older that I get, just taking advantage of every day and just soaking it in, because once the experiences are gone, that's it. So you got to enjoy every single moment while you're in it. So,
actually,
I don't know, man. Just my family,
yeah,
my career. I don't know. That's, yeah.
I like that. That's a good answer, man. That's a great answer.
For sure.
That's the best answer you could give. For real. Man. So thank y'all for playing Rapid Fire. Y'all did a great job.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. For real. All right. So now we're going to go to a little segment where I'm just going to let y'all talk about whatever may be on y'all minds. If you have anything in your minds, then we'll go from there. We just going to have a conversation, you know.
Okay.
So anything that y'all been thinking about lately that y'all like, I wonder what somebody else thinks about this.
I could pose a question.
Okay.
I would say, like, in the last year or the last 6 months, what's the most challenging thing you overcame?
So the last most challenging thing I overcame in the last 6 months? That's a good question. Give us some time, guys.
Because I think I remember last time you were saying, like, how you let yourself get in the way of, like, some things in your relationship and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
that's
so.
That's every one of them. Trying to see about how to put this. See, I would definitely say maybe insecurities or not knowing how to love myself.
Mm.
I think I've been battling that for most of my life, though, because of stuff that happened in the past when I was younger.
Gotcha.
Traumatized and whatnot. So it would definitely be learning how to love myself. That was probably the most challenging thing. And honestly, God is the only reason why I know how to love myself now, which helps me love others. Because that mentoring and all that, I would not be doing that right now at all. I can tell you that for a fact. Because in the back of my mind, I'd be like, dang, how I'm going to teach this kid something. And I got troubles of my own. You know, I mean, we all face something, but we all got troubles of our own that we have to deal with every day. But if I'm over here just letting myself fall and just being like, okay, it's all right, I fail. I'm going to fall again. So I'm just going to keep doing whatever I do instead of actually taking the time and being intentional about my growth and just learning how to be my best self. I feel like when I can do that, I can teach others how to do that. And that's what I feel like the path I've been on so far.
I was going to say, kind of going in and saying, I saw a quote today while I was sitting in the car. It's like, before you lead others, or I think it said before you lead your household, you gotta learn how to lead yourself first. So kind of similar in that regards, I guess.
That's
you gotta learn how to be your best you before you can give yourself to others, I guess, in a sense.
That's right.
I would say another thing too, you gotta be aware with that to a degree. Because one thing you don't wanna allow is you don't wanna allow your trauma to time travel.
Mm.
So another thing is too, is like mapping out like, okay, diagnosing where did this trauma come from?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where did these insecurities stimulate from? Once you diagnose things like that, I feel like it's be a little bit easier for you to manage or overcome. Because I had to do the same thing, honestly. Because I was battling with some stuff too, getting picked on and stuff like that. But with me, you know, I had to diagnose like, okay, is this really true on myself, this feeling that I'm feeling? Mm. And if it is not, let me misplace this and put it over here. You know what I'm saying? Because really, you can really turn your insecurities into your powers. You really do that. So that's what I did. Because, I mean, really, that's what led me somewhat to speaking. Because I had an insecurity of getting up and speaking in front of people. I hated it. Because I always think, like, that's why I always say, I used to go last when I was standing up in front of the classroom, my presentations. I always went last because I was thinking, like, okay, what is this student thinking of when they looking at me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to always think like that. So it's like, how can you turn your insecurities into your powers? And with me, I just simply stopped caring. Because I mean, God gave me a story, why would I sit and be selfish with it and not do nothing? So I don't want to live my life in mediocrity or being average. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely understand. I can relate to that 100%. When they say, you know, the little saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words won't hurt me, or something like that.
Yeah.
They gotta say it.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's true.
Words cut. Words cut. They hurt.
Yeah.
They hurt. And then I feel like words don't hurt until you believe what they're saying. So when that, what they say becomes reality, then you just start living that. That's what you think about yourself. And it's just in your mind. You know, every time you see something, look in the mirror, you're like, dang, you might be right. That is ugly. Oh, I do need to fix that. Mm. Like, there's a lot of things that people can say that can really tear you down. And it's like, you got bullying. I got bullied in school too. And it was like, okay. But it was because I smiled a lot. And I don't know why that triggered people for some reason.
Unhappy people.
Yeah, unhappy.
Yeah.
And I had to stop smiling for a good little minute so I could put my meme mother on so people would leave me alone. And eventually they did. I came with the cool kids and all that stuff. But deep down, I still couldn't be myself. And that was something I struggled with since I was 20. I'm 28 now, about 26, 27. Yeah. And if God told me, he's like, look, you're not alone. You've never been alone. I'm here with you. You are my child. So I had to realize what that means. So I had to do my research. I'm like, okay, so I am loved. I am beautiful. I am made in your image. So with that being said, how can I believe what they say? Me believing what they say, that's me basically saying, forget what you say, God. That don't matter. That's true. But that's not the case. So learning how to do that helped me love myself, which because I didn't know how to love myself, I didn't know how to love my wife, right? Didn't know how to love my kid, right? And then also had me doing stuff that I was like, okay, this ain't you, bro. Like, what are you doing? Like, I really had to dig deep, like, bro, what's going on with you? Because I was like, man, I might have a problem.
Nah, for
real. That's our experience of other parts of your life.
Yeah. And I'm like, because I never expected myself to go here when I was just not on this path. But now I feel like I'm diverting everywhere else. It's like, where am I going? Because the goal I'm trying to reach, I was definitely not on that path. It was like, okay, you're self-destructive. And I was just hindering myself from really receiving what God had for me. Because he's blessed me plenty of times. And I'm like, I still like throwing back and I'm like, okay, yeah, you gave me this, but I don't deserve this. You gave me this, but I don't deserve this. So I'm going to do what I can to mess that up. And, things transpire here and there, but God. So.
But I would also say this too. I also think it's a journey of self-growth.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, I feel like God gives us challenges that's directly connected to who we are as people. So, for example, like you said, you didn't really love yourself the way you needed to.
Right.
I feel like that's a challenge somewhat from God. So now you can love your wife. So now you can love your children properly. So now you can be aware of the love that you didn't receive to cause those things. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like everything is really orchestrated by God, though. It really is. So,
make a hard time, make you stronger.
Yeah.
He said, be joyful or rejoice whenever you get trouble because it deals with perseverance and endurance.
Every time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, every time.
It does do that. It makes you stronger. I definitely have a tougher skin now than I did back in the day, for sure, because of that. And like you say, I don't care as much now because it's like, why should I care what you say? You don't live for me, I don't live for you. Like, yo, that's your problem. You worry about your problem. Me, my problem. I'm going to handle my problem. All right? That's all. Let's do it. So, thanks. I definitely agree with that.
Kind of on the opposite end of it, too, though. Yeah. I feel like obstacles like that also made me more intentional of how I speak to others, too, or what words I put into others.
Yeah.
Especially, like, my loved ones. Because you don't know what they're dealing on the outside, so I don't want to bring even more negativity. So, I'm very, like, what words I say to my sons, like, I don't want to label them as something, and then they start believing in the head, oh, that's me.
Bad.
Like, for bad. Like, I don't like saying, you're bad, because then they may start believing that they're bad. So,
facts.
It's just words have a lot of meaning to it and a lot of power. So, you got to be very careful with how you use them.
Right. That's funny you said that about the bad thing. Like, that's what people used to call me all the time.
Yeah.
I'm hyperactive and ADHD and all that stuff. So I was everywhere. And I was bouncing off the walls and I was just not focusing. Like, that's a bad kid. My mom would always say, he's not bad. He's just hyper.
Exactly.
He's just active. And I was like, yeah, I appreciate you standing up for me for that. I didn't care about that when I was younger, but as I got older, I was like, yeah, you're right. They shouldn't have called me dad. Because a lot of people, they diagnose, I guess you could say diagnose, they're supposed to diagnose the problem, but they feel like they're diagnosing the person instead of the problem. And then they feel like they are the problem.
Yeah.
So they can't differentiate
the two.
Yeah, the two. So it's like.
Did they try to put you on written in school?
They did.
That's a business.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a business. And diagnose kids around the world with that.
That's crazy.
You know who Dr. Umar is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he be talking about that.
He do?
Yeah.
I might just check that out. Yeah,
yeah, that's the business, bro.
Yeah, I got on then around 7, 8 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Well, I'm having on leash.
Yeah, see? I somewhat went through that, but in a different way.
Yeah.
I went through that because I had poor grades in school. So they try to label me us were mentally retarded.
Yeah.
So when I graduated, the dude, he had to apologize to me. Because, I mean, you labeled me because I had bad grades at the time. Well, right. See where I was, your condition, that's your conclusion. Don't mean you're going to finish there.
True.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I had bad, real bad grades at Spring Valley High School.
Yeah.
But that don't mean that I was going to stay there. And honestly, bro, like, because, I mean, it's uncomfortable sometimes, but I'm okay with it now. But, like you said, focus issues. I had a focus issue in class, too. My mind used to wander all over the place, brain everywhere, bro. So I don't think you could say hyper, but I just feel like, you know, you're young.
Right.
Kids want to be up and moving. You know what I'm saying? So
that's facts.
I agree with some of that, but I don't think it's that.
Thank
you, like,
yeah, I think so too. I mean, once they told me, and I'm a kid, so I'm like, oh, I guess that's what I got. And then, like, that came excuses like, oh, yeah, I got this grade. You know, I study very well.
Yeah,
teachers look out for you, like, all right, well, here, do this, do that. So it kind of became my excuse as well. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I am active. So I'm going to go ahead and get active. You feel me? But yeah, man, definitely can hinder your growth when it comes to those kind of challenges, for sure, especially when you believe what other people say. That's why we gotta have a strong mindset. Wherever I is, it's a dark place. So you gotta be careful, bro.
And I feel like too, challenges present itself in your life to develop you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, God knows everything. So, for me, like you said, I didn't have the confidence that I was supposed to have in school either. My focus wasn't there. My grades wasn't there. And in the back of my mind as a kid, you got things you want to do. You got dreams. You got aspirations. You got goals, right?
Right.
And sometimes when you can't fulfill those things, it leads to depression. It leads to stress. You know what I'm saying? It sometimes will lead to you not wanting to go to school, right? And so I feel like that's when you have to be more intentional about really what you want. And tune out the noise a little bit, like, oh, what everybody's saying around you, and just lock in and figure out, okay, you know what, this is what I see for myself, and this is what I'm going to do for myself, and lay out a plan of how you want to get to it, how you want to achieve it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's good. Another thing about that, I feel like people that are diagnosed with ADHD, I feel like they don't have trouble focusing, they just have trouble focusing on things they don't want to focus on. Like with me, when I get active, I get hyperactive on something. On that one thing, I get focused. Like if I'm doing music, or I'm doing a project, I'm going to focus on that, and I'm just stay consistent with it. So I get hyperactive about it, and if it's something I want to learn, something I want to study, I can remember it pretty good. But when it's not, I'm just like, oh, I'm everything. So you have to really tell yourself, like, this is something I want. For those out there that may have been diagnosed with ADHD, this is not like a commercial for it. But, definitely find out something that you're, I wouldn't say in love with, but something that you like to do. And get tuned into that and get hyperactive, hyper-focused. Oh, Lord, help me out. Hyper-focused on that. So that way, you can see what you can accomplish. Because there's a lot of things I've done that I'm like, oh, I'm surprised I did that. I didn't think I could do that. Like being in the fire department and all that. You had to take a little test and all that. Surprised I passed that red test. Don't know how I did. But I did it. You know, so it's like, you gotta really find out what intrigues you.
Yeah.
And just go after that.
Really, finding out what your passion is.
Exactly.
Because I can tell you're passionate about conversation, right? Because, I mean, I'm passionate about conversation. I think y'all are passionate about conversation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really just labeling out what are you passionate about. And then once you have a why, like, on why you love it so much, okay, find out how you're going to take it to the next level.
Exactly. Thanks.
That's really what it's about.
Thanks. What did they say? Heard something on a podcast or something, and it was like, it might have been a book I read to John C. Maxwell, it might have been that. Whatever you're good at, focus on getting better at it.
Yeah.
You can focus on stuff that you're not so good at, but then you over here multitasking. But why not hone in on that one thing and become the best at that one thing? That's like, I'm working on that now. I'll be over here trying to do everything at once, but I'm getting better with most focusing on things that I feel like I'm good at. But it's kind of hard to tell what you're good at? So what do you think when it comes to that? How do you tell what you're good at in order to make that better?
Look at what you do the most.
Okay.
I was gonna get that.
Yeah, look at what you do the most. Cause I realize with me, I love intellectual conversation. Yeah. I'm always out talking to people all the time. That's me. So, and I'm always encouraging someone. So I'm like, okay, this is what I like to do. So yeah, that's why it made sense for me to do like speaking, because that's really who I am as a person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then like basketball, that's something that I love to do. Yeah. Like, my love grew for basketball. So I'm like, now I put myself in a position where I can speak to kids. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See how the two coincide?
Yeah.
So like, that's what I'm like. I mean, I can't physically hoop no more,
yeah,
but now I can instill with you the knowledge and the encouragement so you can go out there and be the best version of yourself.
Yeah. So I like that. I like that. Yeah, with me, like Calvin said earlier, introvert, like that would be the whole time. But I think that was the cause of me not knowing how to love myself. So once that, I learned how to love myself, I became more talkative. Cause I was actually not talking before. Cause I be like in my head, like, man, what the man thinking about me? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yeah, we're talking, but I don't know what we really think. So, but when I started, like, even there's this guy at my church, Jermaine, if you're watching, shout out to you. You're one of my mentors now. But when I first met him, he smiled a lot, black guy. He smiled a lot, and I thought he was for me. Like, I thought he was fake. Cause I was like, why you always smiling every time I see you?
Like, you always smiling.
And then I see myself questioning. I guess I see myself acting like the people that were back in the day that when I was smiling a lot, why you always smile? So it's kind of like, oh, dang, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at a reflection in the mirror. I'm going to be questioning you now, like, why you smiling a lot when I wanted to do that back in the day?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like it's because he saw something that I didn't want him to see.
Mm.
So once I got to know him a little bit, I was like, oh, this guy's genuinely, like, real. Like, that. And then I started wanting to be like, okay, I want to be back to that guy that smiled a lot. That when you see me, I smile and make you smile. If you have a bad day, I'm trying to make you happy, you feel me? So I'm grateful for that. So shout out. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all feel like is, you may not know, you may not have an answer, but what do you feel like is someone to be a life purpose? Yeah.
So say it one more time for me.
Like what you think will ultimately end up being like your life purpose?
I mean, I think mom still be in the room what I'm doing is just helping people. Mm-hmm. I've always been the go-to person. People always come to me for advice,
yeah,
for anything. So I feel like still something in that realm, but I'm trying to figure out what can I do to grow and become better at it, I guess, or grow within my organization, if that makes sense. But I don't know, I find it's a self-fulfilling thrill or something, I guess, when I know that I've made a difference in somebody's life, so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I think it's obvious that we all got the same mindset when it comes to that, because I would say we all have a servant heart.
Yeah.
Yep.
A heart to serve. Mm-hmm. So, like, we love to see people happy, and even if we not happy, we still want to see them happy. We don't be over here like, oh, man, I'm mad, so I want everybody else to be mad. No, that's lame. That's lame. You feel me? So, definitely, like Calvin said, just to help people. So that's the purpose.
I got another good question.
What you got for it?
Okay, so what do you feel like is your call to lead moment?
And explain that for me.
So, like, basically, call to lead is like, okay, you feel like you have been called by God to serve.
Right.
So, like, for you yeah, say, you was depressed, you was introverted,
right,
you lacked confidence.
Right.
I feel like now you've been called to lead, to mentor. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now another child's going to go through the same thing that you went through. And they're going to need encouragement. They basically going to need what you needed when you didn't have it.
Mm. I like what you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's why I mentor at a school now, middle school. And some of the kids ask me, like, why you mentor? Like, why do you want to come to school to help kids? And I'd be like, because I want to be what I didn't have when I was your age. Because I wish I would have had somebody that could look out for me, that would listen to what I'm saying, and not just be like, oh, he always get in trouble. He always acting up. He's a lost cause. You know? I wanted somebody to be able to be like, okay, even though you're going through this right now, even though you may have made me mad, I'm not going to hold that against you. You had a day, and now it's a new day. So guess what? we gonna act like it never happened. We gonna talk about a little bit, but like even with some of the kids, like one of the kids, Brandon, he was a little dude, he was 6th grade. And I had a thing about cussing. Like, I don't like cussing rapping like that. Well, kids, per se, because like, I'm an adult, I'm not cussing. Like, I don't think you should be cussing either.
Right.
Like, you use your vocabulary to like to actually express what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And so, we playing, like, I got a little thing, so I understand, I'm all about progress. So I understand, like, even when I was at that age, I used to cuss a lot. I didn't do it because I liked it, I did it because everybody else did it. So I was like, so I'll give you this. You get 3 chances, and that's all you get. After that, you out. Like, whatever we doing, if you having a fun day, like, you gotta go. You gotta go back to class, wherever you need to be at. So, he was playing basketball. He cussed twice already in the room. And then he cussed again when he was in the hallway. And I was like, that's 3. That's what I always say. I said, that's 1. That's 2. That's 3. He's like, oh, man, give me 1 more. Give me 1 more. I said, I'm like, nah, Brandon. I laughed. So, I'm gonna give you 1 more. All right, we'll give you 1 more. We get outside, playing basketball. And he like basketball. He pretty nice, too. But he got mad. He's like, F. And I was like, Brandon, that's 4. You out, come on. He's like, man, what? I said, yeah, you out, come on. He's like, man, I'm not out. I said, bro, you either getting out or you're not playing again. He's like, man, whatever. And then he's talking about something. Yeah, man, don't talk to me. Like, stop talking to me. I'm like, bro, like, I'm just telling you, like, you did it. I didn't do it. You let the words come out your mouth. I did it. And he was just talking back. He kept talking back. And I was like, okay. It is what it is. Yeah, they need me anyway. And I was like, yeah, they might need you, but you ain't gonna get in. It's not even now. I gotta go back in. I said, no, you don't. They just gonna play with whoever they got on the team. And so the next day, and I thought about that afterwards. I was like, I shouldn't make him apologize, but I should wait until he apologizes to let him play have fun day again. Because like you're talking to an adult, like you shouldn't be disrespectful to adults. It's not just about me. It's for all the other teachers too. Because he can talk. He always been talking back. So he was kind of like, should I do that? But I talked to my wife, he was like, nah. I mean, you know, they make mistakes, this and that. And I was like, yeah, I feel you, but he keeps making that mistake. It's like all the teachers be like, yeah, Brandon, he's a good kid. Make good grades. He just talked back too much. I'm like, yeah, so how can I help him understand like that's not what I'm supposed to do? But I said, you know what, forget that. Instead, I'm going to do what I feel like I should do, man. Just give him another chance and just start over. So it's a new day. And then that's when he came up, he was like, yeah, Mr. G, this and that, and that, blah, blah, blah. So he didn't hold it against me either. So, like, with them, they don't, like, expect you to be mad. But when you still mad about stuff, he's like, really, you still over here mad because I did something yesterday? Like, it's a new day. So, long story short, it's just I try to give them chances, too. Like, chances I wouldn't have. Like, if I made a mistake, I don't want you to be all mad at me, you know what I'm saying, like, the whole day. And maybe you pay for it by not letting me have fun day and this and that. So I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna do like that, though. But next time, now you know that I'm serious, though. You know I'm serious when I say after that 3, it's done. Even though I gave you a little chance. I gave you 1 chance. But I think you understand now. Like, oh, Mr. G, serious. And I don't try to be too extra about the stuff, but fine line, you gotta, you know, because you're an adult and friend. I ain't your friend. I'm your adult mentor trying to help you make better choices in life.
Well, I'm gonna say this. My little brother, he got suspended off the bus a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad kid. He's quiet. He's introverted. But he was running the wrong people. And so, you know, I called him. My mom had texted me. He was like, Grayson got put off the bus for a week and whatnot. So I called him and I said, well, great. What did you learn from getting put off the bus? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, what did you learn from what you did? Like throwing paper on the bus, you got put off the bus for that. What did you learn? And he said, well, I guess not being around who I need to be around. That's not really my friend for real. I said, exactly. Why did you do that? So what I was going to tell you is I think you should integrate in there, like ask them what they learned from what they did. So like they can assess like, okay, I didn't just make this mistake. I made this mistake. But also, what did I learn from making this mistake? How is it going to hinder me going forward if I keep doing the same thing? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, yeah, you definitely should integrate
that. That's good. I'm definitely going to do that. That's good right there. Hey, that's good. Yeah, that's good right there. I got a marinade on that for a second. Yeah, because that's true, though. I be wanting them to know like what they did so that way they can make sure they don't have to let it happen again. You know, if it does happen again, at least you know like how to assess yourself and be aware of what you need to do better. So I like that, man. That's good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, those tools, you know, you can apply into adolescence,
yeah,
and you can also apply in adulthood. Because, like, for example, like, as friends, as husbands, as wives, sometimes we make mistakes and we do things, but how often do we assess what we do, though?
Right.
Like, how often we look at ourselves and say, you know what, I said something that was really hurtful to you. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean that. I got a woman, I got a man up and apologize to make this right, to make this better.
Thanks.
But you got to be able to have that capacity to look within side of yourself and say, you know what, I made this mistake. Let me correct it.
Yeah.
So that could really impact somebody's life, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's good. Yeah. I feel like a lot of adults have a lot to grow. Well, we have a lot of growing to do.
Yeah.
It's because we call ourselves adults, don't mean we act like adults.
For sure, know? Yeah.
Sometimes you can call something out, maybe they're all upset. Like, man, you think you're perfect or something? They'd be like, no, I don't think I'm perfect. I just know what I can do better on, but I also know what you can do better on. Sometimes you get an outside perspective, and you may not look at yourself like that sometimes. You'd be like, okay, well, I'm glad you told me that. You know what? I'm going to consider that. I'm going to take that into consideration. So it's good to...
And accountability is the hardest thing.
That's the hardest thing. Accountability.
But see, I've now realized this too now. When a person says something like, well, you think you're better than me, realize where that's coming from. That's an underlying insecurity.
Yes.
Because they do feel like you're better than them.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like, that's something that you really got to look at, too. Because, like, I'm a great listener.
Yeah.
So I listen to exactly what people say. And I try to diagnose sometimes when people are talking, where are they speaking from?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people can speak from a place of hurt, a place of pain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A place of experience. It's different. So, like, when I'm listening, I try to make sure I'm, like, present in the moment so I can actually hear you.
Thanks.
And sometimes people crying out, but they don't make it seem like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they really don't have nobody to talk to, but they don't know how to voice that. They don't know how to advocate for themselves and stuff. So, I mean, you just got to listen with an open mind and an open ear. For real.
So you basically listen to what they're saying, but you also listen to what they're not saying.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yep.
Love that. That takes intentionality. So
it does.
It's not easy. You got to practice that for sure. For sure.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. You see, I notice a lot of people, when they hit a wall, they feel stuck, like they can't make it through. Sometimes they don't realize that only because of the fact that they think it's impossible, they don't even try to go through the wall, around the wall, or even over the wall. If you're ready to actually take the initiative to learn the best ways to overcome them obstacles, be sure to tune in part 2 of Overcoming Obstacles. With that being said, appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all can join me next time on the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. Pray y'all have a blessed week. With that being said, hey, we out.
Real talk.
Real talk.